Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2527. How gratitude improves your financial wellness and health too. Happy Thanksgiving by Kathleen Coxwell of newretirement.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Happy Thanksgiving if you're listening in real time and if you're celebrating. I have a nice article that's perfect for the holiday. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How gratitude improves your financial wellness and health too. Happy Thanksgiving by Kathleen Coxwell of newretirement.com. The holidays are the time we come together to give thanks and celebrate. It can also be a stressful time full of demands to cook, decorate, and spend money. Sometimes the stresses crowd out the fun, so we have to remember to take time to be thankful and practice gratitude for our blessings. And it turns out that feeling thankful can have a tremendously positive impact on your health, happiness, and even financial wellness. The good news? Research has found that as we age, gratitude and other positive feelings come more easily. Could that explain why we feel more happiness as we age? Why are being thankful and practicing gratitude so important? Rituals of Thanksgiving around the world are ancient. And all of them celebrate our resilience and joy as we overcome life's obstacles. Science now shows us why being thankful and practicing gratitude are so good for us. Number one, feeling grateful improves your health. The fact that our ability to feel grateful increases as we age is great news because feeling grateful actually improves your overall health and well-being. Dr. Glenn Fox, the head of program design, strategy, and outreach at the USC Performance Science Institute, has done extensive research on the topic of gratitude and your health. He's found that higher levels of gratitude generally predict that someone has less anxiety and depression, more optimism, more social connectedness, less anger, better sleep patterns, and lower blood pressure. Dr. Fox's research showed that practicing gratitude actually rewires your brain to reduce the negative health impacts of bad news and improve the health effects associated with good news. Number two, giving thanks makes you better with money. Researchers from Northeastern University, the University of California, Riverside, and Harvard Kennedy School conducted a study that found, quote, feelings of gratitude automatically reduce financial impatience, end quote. The implications of the finding are enormous. According to Assistant Professor Yi Li from the University of California, Riverside School of Business Administration, quote, showing that emotion can foster self-control and discovering a way to reduce impatience with a simple gratitude exercise opens up tremendous possibilities for reducing a wide range of societal ills, from impulse buying and insufficient saving to obesity and smoking, end quote. How does an act of gratitude prompt us to save our money and delay instant gratification? The researchers hypothesize that it may be because feeling thankful provides the fulfillment that otherwise we'd seek in bad behaviors like retail therapy. They also speculate gratitude makes us feel like we need to pay back in the future. Number 3, being thankful makes us less materialistic. In 2 studies conducted by researchers at the University of Illinois at Chicago, the University of Minnesota, and the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, found that children and adolescents with a grateful disposition were less materialistic, and keeping a gratitude journal significantly reduced materialism. As the old saying goes, being rich consists not in having lots of possessions, but in having few wants. Gratitude and giving thanks may help us to be happier in life and in retirement by making us happier where we are and less stressed about achieving material wealth for its own sake. And number 4, practicing gratitude makes us more resilient and productive. Being thankful and making gratitude a practice has proven health benefits, but it also has knock-on benefits that come from building a positive attitude, even in the face of adversity. Many people think Sheryl Sandberg is one of the most accomplished people alive today. As the chief operating officer at Facebook, one of the largest companies in the world, she has overseen a 21st century success story. But as she told the 2016 graduating class at the University of California, Berkeley, after the sudden, unexpected death of her husband, she didn't know how she'd be able to go on. Only after her friend, Adam Grant, a psychologist, advised her to focus on how grateful she should be for her other blessings, did she realize that, quote, "The seeds of resilience are planted in the way we process the negative events in our lives," end quote. Sandberg told the Berkeley grads that day, quote, "Finding gratitude and appreciation is key to resilience. People who take the time to list things they're grateful for are happier and healthier." It turns out that counting your blessings can actually increase your blessings, end quote. Ways to increase gratitude. Convinced that you want to feel more grateful? There are proven ways to increase gratitude in your life. Here are 4 simple ways to get started right now. Number 1, give thanks. Your mother probably encouraged you to write thank you notes. It turns out that there's a good reason for this. Not only does giving thanks make the other person feel good, but it also increases your own happiness. Number 2, think about what makes you feel grateful. Expressing thanks is great, but you can reap the powerful effect of gratitude even if you don't share your feelings with anyone. Sheryl Sandberg writes down 3 moments of joy before she goes to bed each night, and she says the practice has changed her life. Take a moment to just think about someone and why you are grateful for them. Some people equate this expression of gratitude to meditation or prayer. Number 3, keep a journal. Some people take time every day to write in a gratitude journal. Whether you write your thoughts in a notebook or a scrap of paper, the important thing is that you take the time to document your thoughts. As many studies have shown, keeping a gratitude journal may help you focus on wellness and divert you from bad physical and emotional habits. And number 4, announce your gratitude on social media. The Gratitude Challenge, typically observed on Facebook, ask participants to post a note of gratitude for 21 straight days. Users reported that the challenge helped them notice more beauty and to feel more optimistic. Financial trends you can feel grateful for even now. Beyond things that you are personally thankful for, here are a few retirement-related concepts that may deserve your gratitude. Number 1, you are here. Let's face it, not everyone makes it to retirement age. Medical advancements, improved food supply, and more have made it possible for us to live long, healthy, and happy lives. We should also be thankful that medical science is so advanced. Viable vaccines make it more possible to enjoy friends and family this year. Number 2, you have options. Most of us have not saved adequately for a financially secure retirement. However, that doesn't mean that we are without options. Working a little longer, making compromises on a budget, and using home equity are just some of your options for making sure you have the retirement you want. Number 3, Social Security and Medicare remain intact. Despite being imperiled, these important programs are still around. And number four, retirement planning is easier than ever. Not sure how you're going to afford retirement? The good news is that retirement calculators are getting better and better. Retirement is your time. Regardless of your financial status, now is the time to make the most of your life. Study after study has shown that having control over your time gives you more happiness than having money. You just listened to the post titled, How Gratitude Improves Your Financial Wellness and Health Too. Happy Thanksgiving by Colleen Coxwell of NewRetirement.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I enjoy how the holidays create time and space to reflect, be with loved ones, and savor moments of gratitude. I totally agree that the more content we are with our lives, the less we'll be inclined to spend on any perceived lack. I hear time and time again that the biggest source of fulfillment is from relationships. And for me, this is a great place to start with expressing gratitude. I challenge myself often to point out to others when I have moments of admiration, and I give compliments as much as possible. It can't be a contrived strategy. For me, it's most satisfying when it's spontaneous and heartfelt. So for example, recently I saw a friend of mine navigate a situation where their colleague was late for a meeting we scheduled. I personally get frazzled when things don't go according to plan, but I was so impressed at how they handled the situation with grace and ease. Afterwards, I texted them and let them know how much I admired their approach, and it turned into a meaningful moment of connection. The more I focus on relationships and gratitude, the less time and energy I have to ruminate on any discontent, and the less resources I spend on addressing that discontent. I think gratitude is powerful, but it's kind of like brushing your teeth. It really needs to be done daily for best results. That'll do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday and a happy Thanksgiving if you're celebrating. Thank you for being here every day and listening, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.